This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from veto to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for November 2nd. I'm your host, Darren Armstrong, and I'm here today to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 25 live feeds. It was day 92 in the house, and it was the final full day before tonight's live eviction and HOH. And of course, I'm here live in Brea. As we had the Survivor live show last night and the Big Brother live show tonight, which you can still maybe get tickets for if you're very quick. But with me to talk through all of yesterday is Maggie. How you doing, Maggie?
Hey, Taryn. I didn't have a gray robe, but I do have an HOH robe. I'm dressed as our fallen soldier who's leaving us tonight. The queen of all, my former Wi-Fi password, Miss Tari Fields. It's crazy that the season's ending tonight. I like can't even believe it. I can't believe we're already here.
It's been so
totally
long.
Wild.
Yeah.
Totally wild. No, but all jokes aside, you know, this is, I think, going to be a pretty quick one. Obviously, you're out of town. And if you're around, you should go meet Taryn in person at the live show tonight. But yeah, we can talk through, you know, the little things that did happen as we await the HOH competition tonight, basically.
Yes, the HOH robe, unfortunately aspirational.
Oh my gosh. Oh, it's so sad. I even have like a little hood that I was going to put over my bun, you know, like she does sometimes, but I was worried that it would be too, you know, like Jennifer Coolidge in the White Lotus. You know,
did you see Marianne last night at the live show?
Yes,
a wonderful Suri costume.
I mean, she looked this doesn't hold a candle to what Marianne did last night. And if you didn't get tickets and you're in California, shame on you for missing that. But yeah, this is where we are, right? This is how Taryn and I are entertaining ourselves at this point. In the season.
All right. Well, let's talk it through before I completely lose my voice. Jag and Bowie, or Jag, of course, is pushing to get Suri out of the game. Matt is the HOH. Suri and Felicia on the block. Jag with the veto. Suri still the plan to go home tonight. With a 2-0 vote. But the real question is, what's going on with all of the various plans? We have Operation Pressure Cracker that's supposed to be enacted on the night of day 92. We have the various, like, let's try to convince Felicia that the final four HOH can't play in the final three HOH. There's let's try to convince Felicia she's going home. And then just in general, let's just like try to alienate, isolate, avoid, and gaslight them as much as possible and just make them feel uncomfortable and tell them both that they're staying and also leaving and, you know, just kind of abandoning any sort of potential strategic justification and just be mean.
Mm-hmm. You know, really fun stuff for us to watch, especially to be done to, you know, women who are double the age of Matt and Jag, you know, really fun stuff for us to sink our teeth into and watch go down on the feeds. It's great.
So, you know, they started the day fresh and early with just a long conversation about all of the ways that Jag has been bullied in the game before and how it justifies what they're doing now. You know, what they're doing is right. All of the things that they've talked about and planned, they're good things because you know how hard they blindsided me the week I got voted out. They were fully telling me I was staying and then they voted me out. They effing lied. And he goes on for a while, detailing every situation in which, he was lied to about the vote. He was like, what the F? And then they were like, well, Jag, we voted you out because you were doing too much. And he was like, what am I supposed to do? Too much or not enough? Am I not allowed to do anything? It was so stressful. It was so stressful. you don't say.
Yeah. And like we've talked about this, you know, many times, just about like the psychological impacts of when you are in a position of power and you're doing something that maybe is not the kindest, the way that you are able to justify it to yourself. And it's like the nature of the game, having to do things that, you know, maybe aren't like morally correct, breaking deals, things like that, you know, all about positioning. But the thing that I often see that angers the fan base and the people who watch the show the most are when the justifications are hollow. And so this is just like a perfect example of that. Like Jag was just like, this sucks. I feel really, really bad about this. I'm feeling really guilty. But like, I have to win. Like, this is the way that I win. I think everyone obviously would respect it a million times more, but it's very hard to do that and face that because if you don't want to be that type of person who would do whatever that they needed to win, it's very hard to keep the image of yourself and your actions with in tandem sometimes with the motivations that have to come when you're playing a game for $750,000. And I'm not pretending like I would get in there and not have moments like what Jag is talking about, trying to justify actions that are, you know, at the end of the day, unjustifiable, like behind, I just want to win and this is how I win, you know? But I think that it's just something really, if you're going to play Big Brother, to really keep in mind that sometimes just being honest about what you're doing, even if you think it's going to make you sound like a huge jerk, actually makes people respect it way more.
Yeah, I mean, so just to sort of like give the overarching update on this, because, you know, people are curious about like, are they going through with the various plans? The trajectory of this is that, you know, Jag came up with this plan. He wanted to enact it. I said maybe yesterday that, you know, this if he does not do the plan, it's not because he's all of a sudden had some moral objection. It's the opposite. He continues to morally justify the plan to do the pressure cracker. It's just the actual execution of it. They don't really have the guts for. Instead, they're hiding up in the HOH room and can't actually follow through. So it's again, it's like the strategic aspect of it is being stripped away and you're seeing just the personal aspect of it. There was never any actual strategic reason for any of this. It was always a strategic justification for a personal thing. And so what we're seeing is that all of these plans that they came up with, they barely kind of did them. But the point was that they would like rile up this fervor. And so this, again, the strategic aspects of those plans are not being enacted, but the more personal aspects of them are, the lying to them, the just like avoiding them, isolating them, trying to like hide away, trying to, just like, you know, make them, you know, just in general feel uncomfortable while justifying themselves, not by, you know, talking about how this is strategically necessary, but by talking about how they were wronged in the past and therefore Suri and Felicia deserve it. That is the result today that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. They don't end up trying to do pots and pans because we never really expected that they would have the guts to do
that. Not the type of players to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but the point is that they very clearly want to.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think that like the core of Big Brother is making like the core of Big Brother, the reason that we say bitter or juries are bitter, blah, 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 blah. People remember how you make them feel. And I think that like the people who are willing to swallow their own bad feelings in order to relieve the bad feelings of the people that they are betraying are the people who are the most successful at the game. The people who are able to, you know, be like, oh, I'm doing something really bad to this person. And I am just going to like, not try and make them, they're allowed to maybe have a bad feeling about me because of it. And just allowing that to happen, usually the bad feeling dissipates because they are not trying to justify themselves. They are not trying to, you know, they're not isolating themselves from them because they don't want to feel uncomfortable around them. You know, all of those things, usually that bad feeling dissipates. But the people who are more concerned with the way that they feel in the moment when they are making a move that is going to benefit them and hurt someone else, those are the people who end up with a bitter jury. That's my working theory right now.
Well, just some more highlights that Matt is at one point talking about how they packed really quickly. And, you know, they have nothing else to do. They're probably just packing more and they're, you know, they're probably just like stealing pillows and stuff. And Bowie's like, yeah, definitely. So that's lovely. Bowie at one point talks about how Felicia's complaining about, guess what? The physical competitions and how there should be less of them. And she says, Felicia has no right to complain. You know, Jag's dad is in his 60s and does triathlons. So she's not allowed to say that there shouldn't be physical competitions. I was really happy that Bowie said this because it should make it clear to everyone that when you make this argument, you agree with Bowie Jane. You are at the same level as Bowie Jane. And we can all finally sort of see that, you know? This seems pretty clear.
Oh my gosh, that was beautiful. It's day 92 for Taryn too, you guys.
Anyway. Of course, Matt, Jag, and Bowie are going to continue to not tell Suri and Felicia which one of them is going home. They do not plan to do so at all. Matt and Suri are going to chat. Matt is kind of, you know, like kind of giving Suri a hint that like things are not looking amazing, mostly because he's trying to blame this on Jag and Bowie. And I think that's where a lot of this comes from, but he is saying to Suri, I know Jag and Bowie are taking each other now. They're talking to each other so much. He talked, to Felicia as well about how he sees that like every single night he watches them. like Bowie goes to the bathroom and Jag follows her. And then like they go to bed together. Like he sees what's going on with Jag and Bowie. He knows that they're like together now. They're going to take each other. His problem is that he thinks that if Felicia makes it to the final two, she beats all of them. And he's later going to say to Bowie that he thinks the same of Suri. He's again saying this, I think, again, in part to make sure that Suri blames Jag and Bowie more than him. And to his credit, if that is his intention, it works.
1,000%.
Suri is like, oh, Maddie, you screwed up. I'm sorry, Maddie. She very much is like rooting for Matt to take down Jag, but thinks that it's going to be a tall order here.
It is. I mean, he did screw up. But also, I think that, you talked about this a lot on the round table, so we don't need to rehash it. But if Matt is now like really genuinely aware, I hope that lights the fire under him that like if he wins that final four veto, he's got to cut one of the two of them.
You would think so. I mean, it's the problem for me is that the way he still talks about Felicia, even to Suri, is like, I can't let Felicia get to the end. But that's like, if he was thinking properly, is why he should keep Felicia at the final three, or at the final four, because he should want somebody else in the final three HOH that feels like their only choice is to bring Matt, because they can't bring Felicia. Who knows at this point? It's hard to judge, because Matt had this like shift in perspective recently that was, I don't need Suri anymore because I beat both Jag and Bowie, and seemingly at that point hadn't yet realized that Jag and Bowie aren't taking him. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't know if he actually believes what he's telling Suri at this point, or if it's just a ploy to shift blame. But either way, what Matt actually does, if he has like, say, the veto next week, is definitely going to be interesting, assuming he even has a chance to win.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
All right. So Suri does, and so does Felicia, but Suri gives like a quick pitch to Matt, Jag, and Bowie. But again, none of this really matters. Right after Suri leaves, Bowie's like, well, she shouldn't have continually blindsided me week after week. It's like, you mean the one? But okay, yeah, that's fine. Suri and Felicia just continue. To give an example of like what's happening in the house, Jag, Bowie, and Matt spend over 6 hours alone in the HOH room, like playing poker. And Suri and Felicia downstairs, like cook dinner, and are like, have they even spoken a word to us yet today? Like their little revenge was like, well, we are cooking them dinner, but we're not going to call them down for it. They can come down for it whenever they figure out, like they want to and eat their dinner. It's wild. And Suri and Felicia talk about it. They're like, it's so ridiculous that they're just like actively avoiding us. There's even like a little moment where Jag is like walking from the bathroom toward the bedrooms, and he hears Suri and Felicia coming the other way. And I kid you not, he stops dead in his tracks, turns around and starts fleeing to the bathroom so that he doesn't run into them. Then hears that they go into the storage room and then turns around again and goes toward the living room. Like he's like that scared of them, and interacting with them. So that is the state of the house at the moment. Mm-hmm. And this is when Suri says she hopes Matt can win something, or whichever one of them stays can win something and just stop Jag from winning this thing. Just stop whatever trajectory this game is on, because it sucks.
It does suck. We're with you. We're with you, Queen Suri. We agree.
So that's, I mean, that's pretty much what's going on. Maggie, anything else that you wanted to bring up here?
No, just I hope everybody has a great time at the live show tonight. You are so committed for getting on here this morning and talking about this nothing day. This season has been really awesome at times and really hard to get through at times. And I'm not sure that I'm going to be on again before the end of the season. I hope I will. But if I don't, I've had a great time covering all of this with you. Thanks for all the love in the chat. Let's give all the love that we have to our queen tonight as she departs the house. I think that's it.
All right. Well, if you're in the area, come hang out with us tonight. It'll be probably the best time that anybody is having watching tonight's episode. So come and join us. We'll have a live in-person podcast afterward, which will be a good time. So stay tuned for all of that. You can find me over on Twitch, on Instagram, on Twitter, and all those places if you want to see more. And Maggie, where can people find you?
Yeah, people can find me on TikTok, Instagram, and Threads at @MLMorgan_.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.